Next patient is Tracy Holdren. The last name is H-O-L-D-R-E-N. Holdren. Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y. This is the clinical case of a 53-year-old white female that is a patient of Dr. Swati Patel. Swati, S-W-A-T-I. Patel, P-A-T-E-L. Who is referred to this office for, office for evaluation of the kidney function, period. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension, and the duration of the arterial hypertension is unknown. The patient is receiving furosemide 20 milligrams every day, comma, she doesn't have a history of uncontrolled hypertension or hypertensive crisis in the past, comma, she has a history of morbid obesity, she was found with diabetes mellitus that has been getting progressively under control. The patient has been losing weight, and lately the hemoglobin A1C, like a year ago, that was 8.2, started to correct, and right now is 5.5. The patient is taking Trulicity in combination with metformin 1000 milligrams POBID. The patient has frequent periods of hypoglycemia. Following number, the patient also has a history of a stroke syndrome, and she has been legally blind. The reason for the blindness is unknown. She says that she sees out of her eyes blurry, and that she's scheduled to have cataracts removed. The laboratory workup that was done 6 months ago on February 28th of 23, the serum creatinine was 0.91, the BUN 13, and the estimated GFR 75.6. There is no evidence of anemia. Unfortunately, I don't have a urinalysis or a protein creatinine ratio in the urine, period. I have an abdominal CT scan in which the kidneys were, abdominal CT scan that was done in December of 2021, we did not have the presence of abnormalities in the kidneys. There was no evidence of calcification, no hydronephrosis. Period. There is a remote history of a stroke period. At this moment, we don't have evidence of deterioration of the kidney function or evidence of the diabetic nephropathy per se. We are going to order the pertinent workup, microalbumin creatinine ratio, protein creatinine ratio in the urine. We are going to do the retroperitoneal ultrasound. We are going to see whether or not there is evidence of calcifications or obstruction or hyperechogenicity, period. Number two, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus with the fluctuating blood sugars that is worrisome, the fact that she has frequent hypoglycemia. The patient was advised to cut the metformin to 500 milligrams POBID if the blood sugar continues to be below 100. Following number, the patient has a blood pressure of 124 over 88, which is consistent with arterial hypertension. The patient was advised to keep a blood pressure log and bring the blood pressure log for the next appointment. Following number, the patient has a history of atrial fibrillation. She has a permanent pacemaker. Whether or not the patient had a sick sinus syndrome is unknown. The pacemaker has been present for more than 7 years. Following number, the patient has a history of gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with PPIs. Following number, the patient has a history of obstructive sleep apnea that is treated with the CPAP. Following number, vitamin D deficiency with supplementation. Following number, legally blind. The history of this blindness is not clear. We will try to clarify that situation. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup, and we will keep Dr. Patel posted with her progress. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. Paragraph. We invested 25 minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.